Welcome back to The Muster on a Friday afternoon. Collective Soul is the artist. The song is called Where the River Flows. Pretty relevant for our next guest. It is out of Thriving South and Rachel Halder. Rachel, welcome to The Muster once again.
Hey, Andy. Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Always good to catch up with the team from Thriving. No doubt it's been a busy start to the year.
Mm-hmm. It has. The fun thing about the old farming calendar is, while they start to quieten down with their need to have activities, everybody on the fringes starts to try and plan events and field days for them and get stuff done before the next season runs around. So, yeah, lots of activity, cool stuff happening, exciting things in the pipeline, and, you know, cool to see some smiling faces out there with all the sunshine that we've been having.
So what has been happening over the last 6 weeks or so?
Big ranges. So, as you know, we've got 37 catchment groups now. So, catchment groups very much go through ebbs and flows. Some, you know, have been quietening down. They've had a busy last year, so they're just chipping away, doing their own thing. And then we've got a few sort of bigger projects that are starting to come out with some of their findings. So we're seeing, you know, some good field days, some good site visits, getting some construction stuff underway. So some of those mitigation, edge of field stuff that the farmers have been working on, finding the right spot, the right site, the right place, all of that information, that they're getting to the action side of it, which has meant, we're out on farm a lot at the moment and looking at different mitigation options. We're looking at, you know, different things that are possible for on-farm systems, and that's been a big part of what we've been up to, is getting stuff done, basically.
Now, your Catchment Convos podcast, we talked about this when it first launched. How's it been going?
It's been fun. We're still learning, so still very much amateur podcasters, but having some fun, and we're getting some really cool guests lined up, which has, you know, been really special for our catchment group network. And, you know, the Catchment Convos podcast is all about trying to help everybody get a chance to hear about what's been happening in the catchment group world. With so many groups and each group having so many different projects and things, it's hard to fit it in with a cup of tea kind of meeting, saying, oh, this group did that and that group's doing this. And it's been really cool to be able to say, like, oh, hey, actually, we did a podcast on that. Like, I'll flick you the link, have a listen. So it's been going good. And Catchment Convos is all about trying to share with, you know, the wider Southland network, the wider catchment group network, what some of these catchment groups are up to, what their projects entail, what they've got in the pipeline, and, you know, what they're excited about.
So you're just more or less referring to different catchment groups in the province when you're talking about content?
Fundamentally, that is the core purpose of the podcast, is to share projects and group activities. So, you know, for example, we've had a yarn to the Edendale Aquifer group, who have a really cool project on at the moment. So we had a couple of farmers on from that, talking about, you know, how the project started, what's the objective they're looking for, and, you know, what they're busy working on at the moment. But we're also talking to people who are really good catchment group supporters. So we've just had Neil Wallace from Farmers Weekly on, and he's been talking about, you know, trends, trades, farming, and how the catchment group model fits into all of those bigger conversation, and where he sees links, synergies, all of that good stuff. And yeah, the full circle of what, when you know, say catchment group, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and a lot of different groups are doing lots of different stuff. So it's just, a good mix of hearing from the groups themselves, hearing from the supporters of catchment groups, hearing about some of the nitty-gritty stuff, and, basically whatever anybody in the catchment group space wants to talk about.
The Southern Agritech and Innovation Day, it's on the 1st of May. There's still a wee while to go, but firstly, tell us what that's all about. Tickets are going on sale not that far away, I believe.
Yes, they are. So Southern Agritech and Innovation Day was an idea that the Catchment Group Network and Thriving had last year, about this time last year actually, and we managed to pull it off in a couple of months. It was really popular. We filled every single one of our workshop spots, so we thought, right, we've got to do this again. So we're back at it. So it's on the 1st of May at the Southern Field Day site up in Waimumu there.
Yes.
And it is all about emerging tech. It's around data information. It's about understanding a little bit more around, you know, people and technology. How does it work together? It's around understanding where, you know, research and information is being focused, where some of our drone guys are working on what they're trying to automate. It's that emerging, not quite on the shelf stuff and thoughts and feelings that are, you know, out there for our primary sector to try and help everybody through the next 50 years. And holy moly, trying to fit it into a day is almost impossible.
Different modules for different things, I'd imagine. So workshops is all part of it.
So the day, so it is a full day, and a lot of people are like, oh, full day, don't know about that. But we, like, you will have the best day. Like, you just got to come with a bit of an open mind and, you know, thinking big. So we've got some keynote speakers, and, you know, we're talking around, you know, even just data ownership and stuff. We've got these key, well, one of our keynotes coming all the way from Australia. So he's a farmer and a scientist from Australia, and we think he is pretty fantastic. I'm not going to give you all the details. We need you to go to the website for that. But we've got workshops, so a morning workshop and an afternoon workshop. So you can pick a workshop that you would like to go and do. So looking at things like automation and robotics through to like nutrient efficiency modeling, nutrient and efficiency tech that's out there and ways that people are using that. We have panels, so some good discussion points, you know, looking at pasture tech as one of the panels, and then using the likes of AI and agri-tech bots on a panel. So the range is very big. And there is something for everybody. We have some big names, and we have lots of local people, lots of Kiwis, lots of really good ingenuity coming through from New Zealand, and it's fantastic to see. And we have exhibitors, so lots of stuff to wander around with your cup of coffee and your scone at morning tea and lunchtime. But it's, yeah, it's a come and learn kind of day. And 1st of May, lots more information on the website. And 1st of March is when we are going to have it all locked and loaded and ready to go.
Good on you, Rachel. Always a pleasure to chat. You enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Mandy. Same to you.
Rachel Holder of Thriving Southland, Senior Catchment Coordinator. So some exciting events coming up with the team from Thriving Southland.